desire and interest in your prayers this morning. Written on the board, the title, Spiritual Optimization. And most of us are familiar with computers. And I don't profess at all to know all about computers, and I dislike the problems that they present sometimes. I appreciate the blessings of them. But it's always nice to get a new computer. If you've ever had an old computer and finally got a new computer, it's nice for the first few weeks. Because it runs fast. It connects easily. It responds like it should. But through time, computers, as they are used, they start slowing down, don't they? And they don't connect as quickly. The response time is delayed, and it doesn't serve its function as properly as it did when it was new. There are reasons computers get slowed down. And they're slow to start, slow to search, slow to respond, like I said. And there are things that need to be done to a computer on a regular basis to keep it optimized and to keep it at peak capacity. I want to give you the definition of optimization. It's an act or a process of making something as fully perfect, functional, or as effective as possible. In other words, it's a process. You're doing something to make something as fully perfect or functional as possible. There are a lot of computers that could probably operate a whole lot better than what they do if they were taken care of properly. If there were things done to them, if they were optimized. Now, optimization takes time and it takes energy and sometimes it takes effort. But the result is, with computers, is you get a better functioning machine. Now, I'm just laying a foundation here. We are going to stay on computers throughout the message, but we're also going to incorporate some spiritual things. Because I want us to, the Lord began talking to me about this. Optimization is not a one-time process. In other words, you buy your computer, you have something new and fresh, but to keep it functioning at peak performance, you have to do regularly scheduled maintenance. You have to take care of it. There are things that you need to do. But often it doesn't get done because it takes time and it takes effort. Well, I'd like us to consider our spiritual life this morning. We can look back to the time that we got saved and say, well, I gave my heart to the Lord 30 years ago or 5 years ago or a year ago, whatever the case might be. And we can say I had a good experience with God. But the question is, how is our experience with God today? How is our relationship with God? Do you know that we need some spiritual optimization along the way? There's some maintenance that we need to do on a regular basis in our life spiritually. And we have life to live. You know, from the moment we got saved and we got up from the altar, if you were at an altar or wherever you were, when you prayed, you got up and you had life to still live. There's a lot of processing that we go through, isn't there? And I would allow me the privilege, if you will, of using this illustration of computers this morning. But we have a lot of processing that we do. We have work. We have school. We have relationships with people. We have a relationship with God. There's a lot that goes on in life. There's a lot of living that goes on. You recognize that we can get very easily, we can start getting bogged down with life. And it doesn't mean that I've backslidden, it doesn't mean I sin, but just processing life. We can start having delayed responses to God. We can start getting a little bit sluggish. The communication is hard to get connected. Like one time it just, I can get connected with the Lord. That's life. And so then we need to do some optimization. On a regular basis, there are some things that we need to do spiritually. And I believe the Lord wants us to do these things that we could be more fully functional and effective spiritually. And it's not something to get discouraged about, but folks, just like a car, it needs maintenance. Computers need maintenance. Spiritually, we need maintenance. There are some things we need to do. So I want to talk just a little bit about how we, about spiritual optimization, what do we do? Well, there are things that cause computers not to operate at peak performance, just like there are things that cause us spiritually not to be operating at just optimal performance. But I am thankful, just like there are, you can clean disk and defrag and you can run anti, you know, viruses and you can run different things on your computer to get it optimized. I am thankful most of all that there are things spiritually that we can do to help us function better. Things that can help revitalize our spiritual functions. I want to talk about one of the first things on a computer that you need to do if it's running slow. Disk cleanup. I want to tell you what it means when you do a disk cleanup. It's a maintenance utility that frees up space, gets rid of unnecessary files, and it also helps clean up disk errors. Disk errors are caused when your computer crashes, when you have power outages, it causes a disk error on your hard drive. And so when you do a disk cleanup, it goes through and starts getting rid of unnecessary files, and it goes through to where there have been errors, and it cleans it up. Spiritually, do you see some parallels? 2 Corinthians chapter 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, we'll begin reading with verse 10. It says, "For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. For behold, this selfsame thing that you sorrowed after a godly sort, what carefulness it wrought in you, what clearing of yourselves, what indignation, what fear, what vehement desire, what zeal, what revenge, in all things you have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter." There's also right with that a passage of scripture I'd like us to get in the 24th chapter of Acts, verse 16. Paul gave a testimony of where his labor was. He said, "Herein do I exercise myself always, to have a conscience void of offense toward God and toward man." Now we're talking about cleaning a clean disc. Disc cleanup. Spiritually, folks, there are things in our life that can cause disc errors. Places that you felt like you had a spiritual outage. A crash. I messed up. I fell short of what I should have been. Folks, do you know that leaving those kinds of failures undealt with in your life will cause spiritual sluggishness? It'll start slowing us down. It will hinder our communication with God. Herein ought we to be exercising ourselves that we are clear in everything that we're aware of and everything that we know of. Folks, there are some people that say, "Well, everything's clear between me and God." But here's something else. If things are not clear between you and your fellow man, things are not clear between you and God. I know that we can't go chasing putting out fires. There recently, well, just this week, I heard someone been talking bad about me. Don't know what all they were saying, but it was because of decisions spiritually that I was making for the benefit of what the Lord teaches us, and I was paying a price for doing what God wanted. But it was noteworthy to me. The person acknowledged that they were wrong, but they never came and said they were sorry. They acknowledged that they had leprosy, see? They didn't like some spiritual decisions that were being made. But at the same time, I was thinking about that. How can we ever move forward when we do things that God doesn't want us to do and we're not willing to come back to people that have been affected and say, "I'm sorry"? Folks, there are some cleaning up that needs to go on in people's lives. Too many times people say, "Well, I'll just put it behind me." Do you recognize we cannot truly put things behind us until we have first come to God and said, "Lord, I'm sorry and I want forgiveness of this." And then we've gone to the people affected and say, "Would you please forgive me? I was wrong, or I made a mistake, or I was in error." Folks, there's a lot of spiritual sluggishness and we need some clearing We need some cleaning up of some things, getting rid of the things that keep pulling us back to how something used to be or an error that I made back then. Seems like that people sometimes say, well, I'm still operating. You know, last night I was using the computer for a while and it got to the place I almost couldn't use it because it was just getting so bogged down. And do you recognize that spiritually, folks, we do not have to stay in a state that we say, well, I'm still processing. I'm still saved. I'm still... But folks, if we're slowing down and we're just not, you know, we're not speedy, we're not, something's missing. We need to clear some things. We need to do a disc cleanup. And do you know where that starts? It starts in your home. And I can already tell we're not going to get through this message. It starts in the home. It starts by humbling yourself. It's not, because this is what can happen. When things happen in a home where there are problems and issues, differences, frustrations of life, you get up the next morning and it just seemed like everything's good. And so have a good day and everything's fine and, you know, doesn't seem like there's any tensions and everything are fine. Then the next day comes. I want to tell you something. There are things that can build up in relationships. Even if today seems to be all right, if you don't go back and take care of what happened yesterday. If you fell short yesterday and you should have had more grace yesterday, we need to go take care of those things. Because you can say, well, things, everything's okay today. I want to tell you, it affects us spiritually. It affects, and I'll tell you what, it gets in areas that pretty soon you can't put your finger on and say, this is the problem. It's a buildup of disc error here, in a disc error there, in a lack of humility there, in a lack of grace there, in being too sharp there, in being too frustrated there. And then you say, but everything seems like we're connecting okay. And there's a lot of garbage in the system that needs to be cleared out. And that will enable then a better relationship. It starts in the home, but folks, it doesn't stop in the home. It applies to every relationship that we have with people. And people say, well, we're still processing, but are we optimized? Has there been a real clearing of ourselves to enable us to go forward? Something else that disc cleanup does is removes temporary files. You know that over time your computer will store it'll store stuff. It's clutter. You know, some people's houses, cars, garages, don't go into my garage right now. There's clutter. Do you recognize people just get clutter? It's just a mess. It's a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And it just gets stuff stored. Pack rats. Do you recognize that spiritually, there's too much clutter in people's lives and we're not optimized. It slows us down. I heard a story recently about two men that they were out doing something. I don't know where they were. And they were both married men. And they knew they were going to be home later than what they had expected. And they knew that their wives were not going to be real happy with them. So they went home and they knew they were going to face an unhappy wife. Well, later, the two men got together and one said, well, what happened when you got home? He said, well, I told my wife that, you know, and I told her I was sorry. And so that was okay. That cleared that up and it was fine. And the other man, he said, well, what happened when you went home? He said, well, my wife went historical. He said, you mean hysterical? And he said, no, she went historical. You were late this night. You were late this night. You historical. Need to clear out some files. Need to clean it up, folks. There are too many people that are going historical. You did this and this and this. I have a question. When you have made your peace with God and you've asked somebody to forgive you, do you like them going historical on you? Don't do it to anybody else. That's an admonition to this congregation. Don't do it to other people. If someone has done something, how long will we just keep bringing it up before their face? You understand? We need to do some clearing. Temporary catch. You know, those files, they just start building up. And do you recognize that the Lord, I am so thankful that with us, in our lives, that the Lord forgives us. He releases it. And every time we come to pray, the Lord doesn't say, remember when. Aren't you glad the Lord gives you a clearing? Well, then we need to do that with ourselves as well. Some people live under bondage to their past. They live under bondage that I had an error there, I made a mistake, or frankly, I just blew it. So what do? Get it under the blood and take care of it with whoever's involved and then clear it out. You don't have to keep going historical on yourself. It's time to move on. Because the enemy would like to get us bogged down in past failure. He liked to get us bogged down in what used to be. The Lord wants us to operate and function optimally today. So to do that, we need to do a disc cleanup. Need to start clearing some things out. Getting rid of these files, getting rid of the history, see? Those things that would tend to be a drag on us. Scripture, and Brother Justin mentioned it this morning, or read it, I believe, at the end, where he talked about the root of bitterness springing up, lest any man be defiled. Or lest thereby, and it said, thereby many be defiled. You know what bitterness does? It can take a lot of different forms. But it's that thing, and we taught on this, you know, couple months ago, but it keeps popping up. Adware. You know those little things, those things that get on your computer and they just start stuff from time to time, they just start popping up. You know that's what bitterness does, folks. Seems like, well, it's okay. And then something happens in this bitterness, something starts popping up. Folks, we need to bring those things to the Lord and get them taken. Once and for all, not to go back to it again. But, you know, this is just another little side note, they have remove spyware, you know, spyware removal software. You can get on there and it'll catch all those place cookies, companies and places that have put cookies on your computer and it deletes all those for you. Do you recognize, folks, we need the Lord to do that for us? Too many things when it keeps popping up over and over, and it seems like we can never escape that historical thing. It's time to bring those to the Lord and move on. Jesus taught us in Mark 11, you know the scripture, when you stand praying, what did he say to do? Forgive. When you stand praying, he said, forgive if you have aught against any. Now, I have a question for you. This is spiritual optimization now. Is that all right? Do you have aught against anybody? Is there anybody in your life today that you have aught against? Now, you don't have to answer that to me. But here's what Jesus said to do. He said, forgive them. It doesn't mean you won't hurt. It doesn't mean you have to like what's going on. But to forgive means to release. It means to let go. And the Lord's saying, you need to clear this out. You need to let it go. And if you let go, you don't just keep, you know, you actually take your hands off. You don't keep repeating it. You don't keep reliving it. You don't keep telling everybody about it. Just every year, I remember someone that we'd stay with about once a year, and we would hear the same injustice every year we went to stay with them. And at the end it was, but I forgive them. Why am I hearing the same story every single time I come to see you, and I'm hearing the same thing over and over? Someone hadn't forgiven. That's what it came down to. There are going to be offenses that come that Jesus said, I want you to forgive, because he said, if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Folks, we need to forgive. There are going to be wrongs that are committed. There are going to be people that do not treat us right, but we need to let it go. And if there are people that have done you wrong or people that you know have done wrong, what if they've taken care of it, but you're always right in their face bringing it up to them? It's a little difficult to move on, isn't it? And then we are responsible for trying to slow someone else down spiritually. Folks, the Lord's not pleased with that.
forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth on those things which are before. How long? I just wrote this down in my notes. I said, how long will you hold someone's wrong on them? If they bumble their heart and said, I'm sorry, how long will we hold it? Is that a fair question? Do you see where to be spiritually optimized, to perform at peak performance, it's going to take getting rid of some stuff. Getting those files that have just built up over time, clean it out. And with that, and I'll just touch on this briefly, to make connection speed faster, you want to get connected with God, get rid of the temporary files. And all in pages that are encrypted, you know, where you store a password, do you know that takes up space and that can slow your computer down as well? Those things that I don't tell everybody, but I'll tell you this, and I've got a secret here, and I'll tell you that. What are we talking about? Some of those things need to be cleared out. Some of those things just need to be cleared out. A computer can get viruses. And there's a lot that can be said on that, and I'm going to be brief on it. But do you know when your computer gets a virus, you need to remove it? You run software to get rid of the virus. Folks, be spiritually optimized. There is some renewing and transformation that we need in our minds from time to time. Very familiar passage in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. He said, be not conformed to what? To this world. In other words, don't be shaped. Don't be molded by the world. A virus gets in there a little bit and it starts spreading and it starts having an effect on the whole thing. That's what the world does. Now the scripture says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That sounds like optimization to me. To be someone that your life is a proof of the good and perfect will of God. Folks, that ought to be all of our desire today. But to do that, we need our minds transformed. And I will say it's more than coming to the altar and say, I got saved, the Lord gave me a new heart and a new mind, and now I'm good to go until the day I die. No, that equipped us and that prepared us, but we're on a journey and we've got a lot of living to do. Which means there are times that we just, on a regular basis, we need to come back and take inventory of where we are and be sure that we're not infected with a virus. A virus of worldliness. That my affections are starting to go out. Do you know the Holy Spirit has a way of revealing to us things in our life where we need to be real careful. There have been different times in my life where it wasn't sin, it wasn't wrong, but just things I was involved in, and the Lord came along and said, be careful. Sometimes he said, back off. You know what, you need to be careful about that thing. It wasn't sin, but it was something that would start hindering me spiritually. It was something that would start slowing me down. Folks, we need our minds transformed. We need them renewed that we don't get infected with the world. There is also something about virus prevention. In other words, having that software running that prevents and catches a virus if it tries to come in. 1 Corinthians 15:33. He said, be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Communications there is actually, it bears out more, it's companions. Evil companions corrupt good manners. You get around a group of people that aren't behaving themselves, it's going to start having an influence. Virus protection. Folks, you want to be spiritually optimized? Be careful of the influences you put yourself under. Be careful of the things that you feed on. You feed on things some would say, well, if I go and watch this, am I backslidden? If I watch this or if I listen to that, does that mean, are you telling me I'm not saved? That's not what I'm telling you this morning. I am saying there are some things that are lawful but are not expedient. There are some things that even as a body of people that has generally been accepted as a standard of living, those things are not all about sinning and not sinning. Those things are personal areas in our life that I know when I go down that road, it starts making me sluggish. It starts slowing me down, and then I am more vulnerable to the attack of the enemy, and I can lose my soul. So it comes down to personal responsibility this morning on what we do, where we go, what we watch, and what we listen to. Too many people need to come out and clear out the viruses that have these effects. Because what you are, what you eat. Y'all have heard that expression? Spiritually, we are what we eat. You feed on the things of the world and willfully imbibe in that as a source of entertainment, as a source of amusement, it will affect our perspectives and it'll start slowing down our connection with God. Need to fill our hearts with His Word and with His Spirit. Let those things work in our life. By the help of the Lord, we are going to finish. There is, I mentioned the word clutter. You know, computers just get cluttered with stuff. And sometimes it's, I don't know about you, some people, I know Devin, if you look on his screen, you only see a couple of icons, that's it. You look on my screen, I have difficulty finding anything because that my screen is just covered with icons. And I need to reorganize. So I'll acknowledge I have a need there, okay? But recognize this. Last night I ran something and it said you need to close some of your startup programs. You know, when you get too involved, you have too many programs trying to start, your computer doesn't start very quickly and it just slows it down because it's trying to process too many things. You know that Jesus talked about that? Luke 21, verse 34. Take heed to yourself. Oh, but it's so much easier to look at other people and tell them what their problems are, isn't it? He said, take heed to yourself, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness. And say, well, I'm not doing that. I hope you're not. And cares of life. All right, now, there we are. Cares of life. And he said, for as so that day come upon you unawares, when you're not watching, when you're not expecting, for as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Folks, be careful that your hearts not be overcharged. Too much. You know, if we want to be spiritually optimized and work effectually for the Lord, we can get so busy with lawful things that we are neglecting the spiritual things. I'm so busy I can't make it to service. I'm so busy I can't come to prayer meeting and the Lord knows my heart. I'm so busy I can't read and pray. I have so much to do. Lord, I'll say a brief prayer for them, but I can't visit them. I can't call them. I can't. And Lord, you know I have so many responsibilities. I'm trying to make a house payment and I've got the car payment. And Lord, I'm trying to provide for my family. And Lord, you understand why I can't put any money in the offering. And wait a minute. Sounds like someone's overcharged. We've got our list of reasons. We've got our list of viable justifications. And the Lord was saying, you've got too many irons in the fire. Oh, but I have much responsibility. Well, then maybe you need to take a step back. Maybe you need to start closing down some processes that you can focus on what's most important. Folks, there's nothing more important than our soul. Need to close some things down. You know the scripture, Hebrews 12:1. Lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Lay aside the weight. Lay aside the things that you know are holding you back, are hindering you just from having that free flow in your relationship with God. The enemy is trying to get us bogged down, folks. He's trying to get us entangled. And there are some things, folks, we just need to let go of. We just need to clear some things out. All things are lawful, and all things are. That ought to be our litmus test when it comes to spiritual decisions, folks. It's not just, can I do it and still be saved? It's, how does this affect me personally? And it seems like so many times, and you know what I'm talking about, when the minister might bring out a specific and just a caution to be careful. Minister's not even saying you're backslidden if you do that. Just saying be careful. It's a danger zone. And people get offended. And then look and see what they get, what trips them up down the road. We need to get rid of some things. We need to examine our own life. Something else that a computer starts getting bogged down, and you run a disk defragmenter. Disk defrag. And what that means is that through time of running different programs, and again, I'm not a computer man, but what I understand is different files get put in different spots and it gets broken up. So when your computer's needing to access it, it has to start looking, where did I put that piece? And there's a piece of it over here and a piece there, and that takes some time for it to do. Do you realize that spiritually we need to run a disk defragmenter sometimes? I want to explain what I mean, because a disk defragmenter puts files back together. 2 Corinthians 11:3. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. What is this all about? This is about serving the Lord. And the enemy is trying to corrupt us from the simplicity that is in Christ. In other words, sometimes we have so much truth, this doctrine and this doctrine and this here, that we start losing a vision of what this is all about. We start losing perspective at 2 Corinthians 11 verse 3. We can start losing perspective. We start losing because we have this doctrine, and if I can just do this, then that means I'm okay. Or if I can not go there, that means I'm okay. Folks, we need to bring back into perspective what this is all about. Why are you at service this morning? Why are you here? Why are you living like you live? Yesterday, why did you live like you live? Why did you not go to some of the places you didn't go to? And why did you go to the places you did? This is about serving the Lord. This is about honoring Christ. It's not about perpetuating a movement. It's not about perpetuating a group of people. It's about living in a way that's pleasing to God. And then we can come together as a people and be in unity, because through the week our purpose has been to serve the Lord. But sometimes we need a defragmenter, because we've got this over here and this over here, and pretty soon it's taken us so long searching, trying to do this right and trying to do that right, we lose the vision of what it's all about. This is about giving God glory with our lives. Place, we need renewed vision. We need renewed purpose. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own, for you're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. Now some say, well, we're just doing this in the spirit. No, the Lord said, glorify Him in your body. That means the way you conduct yourself on the outward man. Let it be glorifying to God. The things you imbibe in. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. It's talking about your attitude. It's talking about your disposition. How's your disposition this morning? Is your disposition glorifying to God? Do you realize this is where we need to come back from time to time? Again, I don't know how often you're supposed to run a disk defrag. Maybe once a week. I don't know. I guess it depends on who's doing it. But the point is this. We need to come back time to time regularly and just remind ourselves, what is this all about? Because pretty soon it just becomes, if we're not careful, it becomes about religion. It becomes about, well, this doctrine, I don't do this and I don't do that. Why? It's about glorifying God. So we need to come back to the simplicity. Why are we living like we're living? I want to close with one other little thought. And there's so much more to be said on this, through this, but maybe the Lord can take that and work in your mind and heart with it. It is also a good thing, at least to my understanding, to you have, I don't know about Mac users, but with Windows operating system, to have automatic updates. Just when they come out and they find flaws or they find problems, it just automatically updates and takes care of that problem. Do you know this morning that we need to have some automatic updates going on in our walk with the Lord? That is why the scripture says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, he said, pray without ceasing. It doesn't mean we stay on our knees 24 hours a day, but it means that there is activity going on. There is a connection that's going on between us and God at all the time. Folks, I want to challenge you. Every night when you go to bed, be sure you're connected with God. And if there are things in your life that has slowed you down or some file, you know, you've gone historical, clear it out. Run the disk defrag. Run the disk cleanup. Run the update. Lord, I need your help. I don't want to go to bed disconnected from God. And I'll close where I think it was mentioned this morning also in Sunday school, Psalms 139:23. He said, this was David's prayer. He said, search me, O God. Let's run a search and see if there's viruses, those adware, all that kind of stuff, if there's temporary files, if it's not organized, if things are just it's just slowing me down. So Lord, would you search me and know my heart and try me and know my thoughts? Folks, we're talking about spiritual maintenance this morning. I want to be spiritually optimized, don't you? Let's allow the Lord to work in our lives.